Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, the fifth line from the top of the Amud Bishlama. In our previous Shi'ur, we had discussed the Machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua when the world was created. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the world was created in Nisan. According to Rabbi Elazar, the world was created in Tishrei. And then the Gemara had connected that machloikus to when the world was created, based on the machloikus when the mabul started. Did the mabul start in Iyar, or did the mabul start in Cheshvan? Says the Gemara, Bishlam or Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, whose opinion is that the mabul began in Iyar, Hainad Iksiv, that's what the pasuk says, that the mabul began Sheni, in the second month, because Iyar is the second month of the year, and that's when the mabul began. But ask the Gemara, El Rabbi Elazar, according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, my Sheni, if he says that the mabul began in Chodesh Cheshvan, how does the pasuk call it Sheni? And as the Rishonim explain, even Rabbi Yeshua, as we learned earlier in the Masechta as well, agrees that when the Torah HaKadosh says HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, it refers to Chodesh Nisan. So Chodesh Nisan is certainly the first month, making Chodesh Iyar the second month. Cheshvan is not considered the second month. So how does the Torah call it Chodesh Sheni if it started in Cheshvan? Answers the Gemara, what was meant was Sheni Ladin. It isn't the second month of the year. Indeed, when we speak about months of the year, we start counting, says everybody agrees, from Chodesh Nisan. What was referred to here was regarding the halacha, when is the din? And of course, everybody agrees that the din is in Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah. Says Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the mabul began in Chodesh Iyar. That's when, as we explained in our previous shiur, the mazel kima usually goes down by day. Haina, that's what we explained in the previous shiur, Shina, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu made that the Kima Mazel wasn't by day, it came up by day, not down by day, because wanted to cause the Mabel. Elul Rebbe Lezer, that the Mazel began in Cheshvan, that's when Kima comes up by day, so my Shina, what was the need for any change? And as the Ritva explains, the Gemara in the previous shiur already explained that there was, even according to that explanation, a need to add and detract stars. So what's the Gemara's question? So he explains that taking something that doesn't usually come at that time and making it come at that time, that's considered a shinui. That's considered a significant change. But this is not such a significant change. So if it's not such a significant change, then ask the Gemara, how do we understand that b'raisa according to Rabbi Elazar? And it says the Gemara Krav Chizda, Tam Chizda, the big shinui, the big change that took place at the time of the mabul was b'raisa chilkalu. Klal Yisrael did an aveiru with something hot, because the Gemara says, Gemara is assuming that the primary aveira that Klal Yisrael violated in the time of the mabul all had to do with Gila Rais, with immorality. It had to do how they emitted Zera, Shecha Zera, in an inappropriate way. It had to do with being Maitzi Zera of Atala, having emissions, Shaloi B'Makam Mitzvah, and all of that happens with something happened. And therefore, because they did the Aveira in such a fashion, so, says the Gemara B'Roischen, Kilkalu. Baroischa Kilkalu Bavera, and that's why Baroischa Nidainu. They were punished that usually rainwater is cool, water is cool. The water with which they were punished was very hot. And how do we know that it was very hot? It says the Gemara Ksiv Hacha V'yishoyku Hamayim. It says, the Pasuk says in Parashas Noach, when the rain stopped coming, the Pasuk used the words V'yishoyku Hamayim, V'ksiv Hasam, and it says in the Megillah, V'chamas Chamelech Shechacha, that the king anger Shechacha. So we see that whenever we're speaking, anger, of course, represents heat. So whenever we speak about the word shechacha, it means there was something hot that is cooling down. Just like by the Megillah, the king's anger of Achashverosh calmed down. Here too, the heat in the world because of the rainwater, which was hot, which is normally not hot, calmed down when the Mabul ended. But we see from here that there was a tremendous shinui, even according to Reb Lezer, that water, which is normally cold, was made hot. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Chachmi Yisrael, Moinen LaMabul K'Reb Lezer. The Chachmi Yisrael count that the Mabul began from, like Reb Lezer, that the Mabul we count from ear. However, L'Tkufa, when we speak about the season of the year, so when we speak about the seasons of the year, we know that the sun, and the moon, all of that, the sun was put up at the time of on Yom Revi, at the beginning of the fourth day of the Brias HaOlam, and from that time on, the sun travels around the world, and we know that there are four seasons. Nisan and Tkufas Nisan is always the first season. Tkufas Nisan represents the spring. And according to this explanation, when we start counting the seasons, we start counting the seasons from Nisan. And he explains that if we look, the explanation is as follows. If we look how much time there are between the four seasons of the year, there are 91 days, 7.5 hours. So if we look at 91 days, 91 days equal 13 weeks. So that's going to be that every season is exactly 13 weeks separated one from the other. However, as we just said, since we also said, besides the 91 days that separate the seasons one from other, there's another 7.5 hours besides the 91 days. So that means every season begins 13 weeks and 7.5 hours later than the previous season. So that means if the first season began at the beginning of the night, the next season will be 13 weeks later, 7.5 hours later than the first season. And similarly, this will continue. And that's why, because we have this cycle, we understand why every 28 years, we have the Brichas HaChama. Because the Brichas HaChama represents the time where the sun came back to its original point, where the sun is starting the season on the beginning of a Yom Revi, at the beginning of the night. And that's the system that goes from season to season. Teaches us our Gemara that what is the first season from when we start to count? The first season that we began to count is from Tkufas Nisan. Chachmius Olam, the Chachmius Olam count from the Mabul, they count like Rabbi Shua. They hold that the start counting from Tishrei, and that they count like Rabbi Shua, and they hold that we start from Brias HaOlam, but the Mabul, they agree, was by ear. So here our Gemara taught us that we count the seasons like Rabbi Shua, and the question is when we count the Mabul. So the Mefarshim point out that according to the Man D'Omer that says that the world was created on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah, we understand why the Yom HaDin is on Rosh Hashanah, why Yom HaDin is on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. However, according to the opinion that the world was created on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, why is Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? So the Ran answers that the reason it was done that way is because it's not because that's the day the world was created. Rather, because Yud Tishrei is Yom Kippur, and the Seres Yimei Tshuva always begin 10 days before Yom Kippur. So since it always begins 10 days before Yom Kippur, the establishment that Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is not because it's not connected to the creation of the world. It's rather connected to Yom Kippur with Rosh Hashanah being 10 days before. But then there's a different pshat, which many Rishonim suggest, that actually we know that Rashi says in Parshas Bereishis that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with the Midas Hadin. But he saw that the world could not exist with the Midas Hadin. So he changed and he said that the world will be created with Midas Harachamim. So they suggest that the original Machshava, that the world should be created with the Midas Adin, actually took place on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. However, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, changed his mind and decided that the world should be with Midas Harachamim, that happened on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So now, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei does represent a creation. It represents a creation in the Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which actually didn't get fulfilled because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make the world with Midas Harachamim, which he made in Nisan. So now the two Yom Tovim that we could speak about make a lot of sense why they are when they are. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, because we know Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. Since Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin, it only makes sense that it should be on the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and wanted the world to be run with the Midas Hadin. It also makes sense to say that Nisan is the month that represents the Midas Harachmim. The world was actually created with Midas Harachmim, because that's the month where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Rachmim. And what greater Rachmim could there be represented greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim, where Klal Yisrael were in the Memtes Sharei Tumah, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim, showing his tremendous Rachmim that he has on Klal Yisrael. This is a verse from the Aruch HaNer. We learned in the Mishnah that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, is the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitim, Yovelis, Natiya, Ulirakis. Tana, but the Braisa says that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Ulirakis, Ulamaisris, Ulanadarim. Begins the Gemara. Ulirakis, Maninu. Ask the Gemara what was meant when we said Ulirakis. Says the Gemara, Maisi Yerek. The Aloch is, as we discussed when we began the Masechta, when we take Maisir, each year has its own halachas of Meiser, and each year, the first year and the second year, we take Meiser Sheni of the Shemitah cycle. The third year, we take Meiser Ani. We're not allowed to take Meiser from the vegetables or fruits from one year, or the vegetables or the fruits for another year. It says the Gemara that the Rosh Hashanah for the cutoff date for deciding which is the Yerukas of last year and which is the Yerukas of this year, the way we learn it, the halach is that it's Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. What's interesting is that the Gemara doesn't tell us how we know that halacha. So Tosfos says that the Gemara we learned in Daf Ches says that when we spoke about Shemitah, when we said that Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, of Rosh Shemitah, is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and we came to that halacha, because the Gemara said, by Shemitah, the Torah says the word Shana. And regarding Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the Torah says, Mereshis HaShana. So that's how we know that Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Similarly, says Tosfos, when we speak about Meiser, the Torah says, by Meiser, Shana, Shana. And the Torah, as we just said, says by Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Mereshis HaShana. So we learn, Gzeir Shava, that the Rosh Hashanah for Maisris is Rosh Chodesh Tisrei. Another pshat that Tosfos gives, that the entire concept of giving Maisir is very much, as we just described, connected to Shemitah. The years, what Maisir, as we're going to be discussing quite extensively, what Maisir is given what year, is all learned from Shemitah. That's when the obligation of what each year brings with it changes. So it makes sense if the Rosh Chodesh, if the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser should also be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But ask the Gemara, if that's how we're saying, if that's what we're saying Yerukas means, but let's look at the Brisa. The next word of the Brisa is Lemaisris. So why, if Yerukas means Maisris, does it have to say Maisris again? Answers the Gemara, Tana the Rabbanan. The chiv of taking meiser from vegetables is the rabbanon, and then ktani deraisa. And then we afterwards talk about where the chiv is midaraisa. In other words, there's a very big machlokes rishonim on what produce, on what things is there a chiv meiser midaraisa, a chiv meiser drabbanon. So the Rambam's opinion is that everything that grows is chayiv b'maisa b'deraisa, except for vegetables. Now, the one thing that's clear, as the Gemara makes it very clear, is that everybody agrees that maiser, we count, the is maiser yerek, everybody agrees, is a derabonim. The question is, what is deraisa? So according to Rambam, everything besides vegetables is a deraisa. Tosfos holds that no. Taisha says that the only thing that is a chiv deraisa is dogon, is grain, tirosh are grapes, v'yitzor are olive oil, olives. Anything else doesn't have a chiv maisim deraisa. The Ritva says that the chiv maisim deraisa is on dogon, tirosh, v'yitzor, and on the shivas aminim that grow that Eretz Yisrael was praised with. The Chazanish Paskin, that we paskin like Tosfos, that the only thing that's chayv mideraisa in meiser are dogon, tirosh, v'yitzer. So says the Gemara, our braisa first mentioned deraisas, and our braisa first mentioned the chayv of meiser where there's a chayv only midrabonon, and then it mentions where there's a chayv deraisa. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, for listening the Raisa Bereisha, shouldn't we mention the Chiv the Raisa first, the Meiser, whatever we just said, according to the various Rishonim? Answers the Gemara, either the Chavivalei, since something which is the Rabbanon is more beloved to the Tana, that's why Agdama, he mentions it first. We find many places in Shas that the Gemara first mentions a Derosha that teaches us a Rabbanon before it teaches us the Raisa. Again, because they had a special connection to a drasha that they were able to establish. And from here we see a bechiddush. Because usually when the Gemara speaks about Chavivalei, is a drasha, how Chazal were able to explain a pasuk, they have a special connection to that explanation. Here we're not speaking about an explanation. Here we're speaking about a halacha. The halacha that there's a din, that we have to take maisa even from Yerek, as we just explained, is a din drabonon. It's not based on a drosha. Yet, explained the Rishonim, here we see that anything that was made up, that anything that represents a drabonon has this chavivus. But Tana Dadan, ask the Mara, the Tana of our Mishnah, that says, that said, Rokas, why didn't it mention maisris? Answers the Mara, Tana Drabonon. Our Tana mentioned what is a Chiv Drabonon by Yerukas, and we understand by saying that there's a Chiv Drabonon by Rosh Hashanah on Yerukas, and that's the cutoff date, we will understand that Koshkein Daraisa. So, of course, many Rishonim, many Paiskim, many Mefarshim, the Tori Oven, and others say that this is not to be understood as a real Kavachoymer. A kavachaymer always means if this is the halacha by something lenient, so too this should be the halacha by something more serious. This is not connected to leniency and seriousness. So he says the word kolshkein here is not to be understood in the traditional understanding of a kavachaymer. He says rather the way to understand the pasuk is like this, that if we see, the way to understand the Gemara is as follows. If we see that Rabbanon, who, as we just explained, established the chiv of taking Meiser, and Rabbanon, when they established the chiv of taking Meiser, said that would have fashioned it after the Deraisa. So if the Rabbanan established that we take Maisa by vegetables and they said it's and the Rosh Hashanah for it is Echa B'Tishrei, it must be because they knew. It must be because they knew that the Rosh Hashanah for all Maisris is our Deraisa is a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they fashioned it the same way. Because as the Rishonim also point out, the call to tikkun the Rabbanon came the Raisa tikkun. Whenever the Rabbanon make a rule, they try to fashion it similarly to the Raisa. So if they fashioned that the Rosh Hashanah for Yerukas is Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it's obvious that that was the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Deraisa. Ask the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. The Braisa, when it spoke about Maisris, said the word Maisrois. Ask the Gemara, why did the Braisa use the word Maisrois, a Lashon Rabbim? Why did the Braisa speak about the word, use the word Maisa? And as I saw that the Ritva explains, the reason the Gemara asked the question is not for the question. The reason the Gemara asked the question is for the answer. What do I mean? Because there are many times, says the Ritva, that the Braisa, the Mishnah, uses a Lashon Rabbim, and the Gemara doesn't ask, why do you use a Lashon Rabbim? Here, the Gemara asked this question because the Gemara wanted to learn a halacha from this question. To teach us that Rosh Hashanah, so says the Gemara, the reason the Braisa used the Lashon Mais Rois is to teach us that Echa Masa Behema Vechad Masa Dogen. That we know, as we said, that there's a din of Maisa from what grows, and we know that Rosh Hashanah is the new year to determine which Maisers we have to take from which year, as we're going to be learning. The same thing Maisa Behema. We have to take off Maisa Behema from the new animals that were grown this year. And what we're learning from here is that the Maiser cutoff date, which is considered last year's animals, and which are considered this year's animal, is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So ask the Gemara, so if we're saying that the reason the Tana used the word Maisris, as we just explained, is because there's a special limit to learn from the fact that he used the word Maisris. So if he used the word Yerukos, Lashon Rabbim, when it spoke about vegetables, there's obviously something to learn from that as well. What is the limit of Yerukos? Because otherwise, asked the Gemara, V'lisna Yerik. The Braisa should have just said vegetable, not B'Lashon Rabbim. Answers the Gemara, Trey Gavna Yerik. There are two types of vegetables. There are two times when we're obligated to eat, that we're obligated to take Maiser. In other words, the halacha is that we're not obligated midaraisa by anything to take maaser only when it's nigram malachdan, when whatever we're talking about was completely processed. And the question is, vegetables, at what point are they considered completely processed that there's a chiv to take the maaser? So says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech, the Maisris, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay teaches us, Yerig Haneged, a vegetable that's usually tied together in a bundle is considered completely processed when mishayeged, at the point that it's bundled together. And therefore, before that, midaraisa, it would be allowed to eat that vegetable in any form. The Rabbanan said that even though it's not completely processed, so it's not chayev and meiser, you can't eat an achilas kva. A full-fledged meal should not be eaten from that produce, even though it wasn't completely processed. But an achilas arai is permitted. But until when is the achilas arai permitted? Only till it was bundled together. If it's a vegetable that's usually bundled together, until it's bundled together, it's not considered completely processed. V'she'ena neged. But you have vegetables that aren't sold in a bundle. So they're considered fully processed, mishimalas a kli, that from you finish putting him into the basket or whatever keli you're going to use to store it in. That's considered when it's considered processed. And Tosis points out that that's only if you intend to fill up the entire keli. So since it's your intention to fill up the entire basket, until you filled up the entire basket, it's not considered chayiv in my, it's not considered completely processed. But let's say it is not your intention to completely fill up the keli. So as soon as you fill up the keli to the degree that you're ready to fill it up, that's considered completely processed. So now we could understand why the Braisa used the word yurakois, Lashon Rabbim, because it's speaking about both type to do the two different times, the two different situations, what is considered fully processed by vegetables. It says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Liket Yerik Erev Rosh Hashanah, Achloi Tava Hashemesh. If somebody collected vegetables Erev Rosh Hashanah before sundown, before the Shkia, Velikat, and then he collected vegetables Mishitava Hashemesh after the Shkia, the halacha is, anytime Masim Zel Zel, we can't take Trumas and Maestris from the vegetables that were collected, were picked from before Rosh Hashanah, on the vegetables that were picked after Rosh Hashanah. Because, as we said at the beginning of the shir, lefish ein tarmer masrim loy mena chadash al yoshin, not from this year for last year, for loy mena yoshin al chadash. In other words, the halacha is that when one has many baskets or barrels or whatever of the fruit or vegetables from which he's taking trumah meiser, he doesn't have to take trumah meiser from every that basket separately. He could take from one basket for all the baskets, provided that all of these mice, all of these baskets are all from the same year. But if they're not all from the same year, that would not be permitted. Teaches us the Gemara that if you have baskets that some are from this year, from before Rosh Hashanah, and some are from after Rosh Hashanah, they could take mice for one from the other. Of course, Tosfos asks the question, how could the Gemara give an example, the Braisa give an example, where he collected some vegetables after Rosh Hashanah began? One is not allowed to collect anything. You're not allowed to cut fruit vegetables on Rosh Hashanah. So Taisa says that what the Braisa means to say is that it was collected by a non-Jew. Ritva says, when the Gemara says after that it was collected after Rosh Hashanah, of course it doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah itself. What it means to say is that it was collected after Rosh Hashanah, but not on Rosh Hashanah itself. Nobody's going to collect Maisa, pick fruit, vegetables on Rosh Hashanah. It's certainly a Malacha. Says, so we see from here, the point of this price is that when we speak about vegetables, what, as we learned from the Mishnah, we continue learning, that we speak about what year is considered that it's part of that year, because as we said at the beginning of our shir, every year has its own halachas regarding trumas and mice, regarding maestros, which maestro we take. Says the Gemara, the Gemara saying, by vegetables we follow the year they were picked. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, imaisa shnir mechnesel the shlishes, if it was picked in the second year, the halacha is, we take Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni, and if it was picked in the third year, we take Maisa Sheni or Maisa Ani. Maisa Sheni, we know, is that the Maisa Sheni produce is supposed to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. If one can't, or it's difficult for him to take the actual fruits or vegetables to Yerushalayim, the halacha is he can redeem them and take the money to Yerushalayim and use that money to buy food in Yerushalayim. My sani, as we understand, is given to the ani. Ask the Gemara, Menani Mili. So the way the Rishonim explain this Gemara is we understand that in the third year is Maisar Ani. But who says that Maisar Ani is given to the exclusion of Maisar Sheni? Maybe in the third year and the sixth year of the cycle, we give both Maisar Sheni and Maisar Ani. Amar Bishum Alevi, the Torah speaks about the parasha of Vidi Maisar. That means in the Nisan of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, that's called as Manabir. And the halacha is that a person could have accumulated Maiser that he's obligated to give to whoever he has to give that Maiser to, but he could have accumulated it in his warehouses. The halacha is by Nisan of the fourth year, he has to give the Maiser to whomever he has to give. If it's Maiser Sheni, he has to take it by then to Yerushalayim. And at that time, the Torah says he has to say a whole parsha of Vidi Maiser. Says the Gemara, the Torah, when it speaks about this parsha, says, Kischala lasas komas tvoscha bashanas ashlishes shnas hamaser v'nasat l'levi l'ger l'yosel amana v'achu b'shareyu b'sharech v'saveyu. So we learn that Shana, We learn from here that there's a year Shem by Ela Maisa Echad. From all those Maises, the Maises that we've been speaking about, there's only one of them. HaKeitzat, what does that mean? That there's only Shnas HaMaiser, only one of the Maiser supplies. That means, could there's Maiser Rishon, which is given to the Levi, or Maiser Ani. But Maiser Sheni, which was given all the other years, Yibotel, is not given that year, because that year there is only Maiser Ani, not Maiser Sheni. Ask the Gemara. Maybe the way to understand the Pasuk is that that's a year of Maaser Ani, and only Maaser Ani. And Maaser Rishon, which is given to the Levi, is not given. There is no Maaser Rishon either. Ayena, asked the Gemara, Av Maaser Rishon Yibotel. Maybe even Maaser Rishon is not given in that year. Tamaloimer, says the Gemara, that is not a conclusion that we can reach. Because the Torah says, V'levim t'dabe v'mat aleim, ki sichu meis b'nei Yisrael as ha-masa sh'nusati l'chem, mi'itam b'nachlaschem. The Torah, when it speaks about Maaser Rishon, what's given to the Levi, calls it a nachla. A nachla is a Yerusha, an inheritance. Hekisha ha-kosel v'nachla. Says the Gemara, the Torah connects the chi of a Maaser Rishon to a nachla. Ma nachla in hefsek, a Yerusha, doesn't have, never stops, never is interrupted. Af Maaser Rishon ein lo hefsek. So if that's the case, maybe even during the Shemitah year, we should have to give Maaser Rishon. If the Torah is saying it's a nachla that has no hefsek, that has no interruption, so maybe all the years, even the Shemitah year, we should have to give Maaser Rishon. So the simple teretz is that the Shemitah year, the fields are hefker. The obligation of giving Trumas to Maisris is only from something that is mine. If the fields during the Shemitah year is considered hefker, so I can't give Maisa for something, I don't have to give Maisa from something I don't own. So it's very interesting. The Netziv was asked to Shaila, if somebody wrote a sefer, somebody has a manuscript that he wrote a sefer, and he leaves over a tzava that he doesn't want it printed. And the question is, how do the Yorshim, the future generations, have to fulfill that request that he said that it should never be printed? So he says, based on our Gemara, that the halacha is that Yerusha, Nachla, and if Nachla Ein Lehefsek means that it remains forever, and therefore the decision of the person who wrote this manuscript remains forever, and forever it may not be printed. However, he points out that even though it may not be printed, it may not be destroyed, because the Torah that somebody writes, it doesn't belong to him. The Torah is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, but it's not something that belongs to us that we have a right to destroy. And therefore he says, although they have to follow this person's request that the Sfarim, the manuscript, should not be printed, we cannot ever destroy it because we have no right to destroy Torah. Tanya Mihachi says the Gemara, and so too do we learn a Braisa. The Torah says, Kischal al-Aser, and the Torah says, as called Masa Tvoscha, but Shanash Ashlish Shnas Amaser, to teach us, Shanash Ein Bayel Masa Echad, there's a year that we only take one Maisa, HaKetzad, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Ani, but one of the regular Maisas that are given every year is Yibotel, is not given that year. Yochel continues the Braisa, Af Maisa Rishon Nam Yibotel, the same question that we just had, that maybe we don't give Maisa Rishon that year either. Tamalaymar, the Pasuk says, Oba Levi, Kozman Sheba, as long as there are Levim to give Maisa to, Tenloy, Div Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is learning that how do we know we have to give Maisa Rishon to the Levi every year? Because the Torah connects it to Ba Levi. As long as there are Levim coming to receive it, we have an obligation to give it to them. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ein Tzarich. We don't have to come to that limud. We could learn it from Double limit that we just learned. Because Reu Oima, Velavim Tadabe Vamatalem Kisichomes Pnei Yisrael Samasa Shinasati Lechem Mitam and Nachlaschem, says the Gemara Kisha Kostel of Nachla, the Torah connected Maaser Rishon to a Nachla, Ma Nachla Ein Lehefsek, Af Maaser Rishon Ein Lehefsek. We learned in the Braisa on Amun Aleph that Rosh Hashanah is also the Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Tana Rabbanan, Hamuda Anama Chaveroi, if somebody says, I'm not allowed to have any benefit from you, he makes a neder, he's not allowed to have any benefit from someone else, and he said that that neder should be for Lashana for a year. The halacha is, Mainim Shnei Masa Chodesh, we count 12 months, Milyoim, Milyoim, for an anniversary. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a discussion. When we say miyoyim liyoyim, do we count the 12 months exactly to the minute? So if somebody made the nether in the middle of the day, he'll not be allowed to have a no until 12 months later at the exact same moment that he originally made the nether? Or do we count it not from the moment the nether was made, but we count it from the day? The Merayim Sada says we count it to the day. As long as the anniversary comes, even though it's not the exact same moment. If the person, when he made the neder, said, I'm making this neder for this year, says the Gemara, they made the neder on the last day of the year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, as soon as the next Rosh Hashanah comes, it's a new year, also Lashana, it's considered that it's considered a full year. The question is, when he said that Lashana, and we say it means 12 months, what is going to be the halacha when it's a leap year, which we know a leap year has 13 months. The Ritva says that since most years have 12 months, if a person said Lashana, he must mean 12 months, even in a leap year. The Ran disagrees, and the Ran says that a leap year, we follow the anniversary, and in the leap year, it's a 13-month year. We learned earlier in our Masechta, on Daf Yud, a machloikis, Reb Meir and Reb Elezer. How much time of a year is considered a year? Yom Echa B'Shana Chashiv Shana. Or Reb Meir's opinion was that even one day is considered significant enough to say Yom that that's considered as if a year passed. Yom Echa B'Shana Chashiv Shana. Whereas Reb Elezer's opinion was that Shloishim Yom B'Shana Chashiv Shana. You have to have at least 30 days. Says the Gemara, we just said that if somebody made a neder that he's not going to do something this year, even if only one day of the year, if he made this neder and only one day of the year passed, it's considered as if the year is over. Says the Gemara, V'afilu mandama, even according to the opinion that we just reminded ourselves of, that Yoimech B'Shana Enechash B'Shana, here he'll agree that one day is enough. Because what is the purpose of a neder? What is the person trying to do with a neder? Letzurin nafshi kabbalai. He accepted upon himself that he's going to be refrained from something. V'atzdarlei. And as soon as he took that upon himself, he has fulfilled that. And that's why it's considered that he fulfilled a neder. And as I saw, the Reb Cheskel Abramsky explains in the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel, the reason the mandama that holds that Yom Echa B'Shana is not considered a Shana is, as we said a moment ago, because one day in the year is not considered significant enough to be considered a year. So he says that's in most situations. One day alone is not considered very significant. But here, when it's referring to a situation with Tzuri Nafshe, when he's refraining himself from something, even refraining oneself from something for one day is considered significant enough that it should be considered that he fulfilled his neder. Veima asked the Gemara, going back to the beginning of the discussion, we said that Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Ask the Gemara, why don't we say it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Says the Gemara, but Nedarim, when we speak about Nedarim, Halach Acha Loshim Le'odam. We follow the way people speak. And most people, when they speak about Rosh Hashanah, they refer to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei as being Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, obviously, what he meant was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The Halach is that we always, when we speak about Nedarim, Halach Acha Loshim Le'odam. But what about when somebody makes a neder in Lashon Kodesh? So the halach is as follows. If he makes the neder after in Eretz Yisrael, where people speak Hebrew, so when we say that he's made the neder in Hebrew, we follow the way people speak in Hebrew. But when he made the neder and he doesn't usually speak Hebrew. So when we say Holchem Achalosh Bnei Adam, we follow the way the Torah speaks. Because when a person like that speaks Lashon Kodesh, he's following the Lashon Torah. So there's an interesting tshuva. The Shas of Tshuva is Elef Elcha Shloima, Eir Chaim, Simen Nun Vav. He says, he asks a question. We daven mincha every day, and when we daven mincha, we say Baruch Aleinu as a Shana Azois. So when we daven mincha, any time which is less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, according to the opinion that we just cited, that less than 30 days in the year is not considered a year, so he asks, how can we say Baruch Aleinu as a Shana Azois? A Shana Azois is considered at least 30 days. The answer, he says, is based on our Gemara. Because even though this man, the Omer, says that Yom Echad B'Shana is not Choshev Shana, you have to have at least 30 days. But B'Nedorim, Holchan Achalosh B'nei Adam, we follow the way people speak. And if people, when they say Baruch Aleinu Sashana Azois, we don't mean specifically that we're speaking about a year. But when we say Baruch Aleinu Sashana Azois, we mean that whatever is left of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring bracha to our produce. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be bracha to whatever we do. If that's the case, he explains, even the last mincha of the year, where there's just not much time left until the year is up, we still have the right to say Baruch Aleinu as Hashana Azois. Because just like by Nedarim, we just finished learning, Holchen Acha B'Losh B'nei Adam, the Tefillah, he says also, Chazal established it according to the way we speak. And the way we speak is that Baruch Aleinu as Hashana Azois is even relevant in the last minutes of the day, of the last minutes of the year, just like by Nedarim, even the last minute of the year is considered that I fulfilled the Nedar, if I said that the Nedar should only be valid for Hashanah, for this year.